This is episode 6 of Miss M on Air. Welcome to Miss M on Air, a podcast about life and all the stuff that life's made of. Hosted by me, Miss M, Rasel Manahan. Hey guys, how are you doing? Today's a special day because it's actually my birthday. And because it's my birthday, I am going to have a special episode starting out with answering the questions that I asked from you guys from the last episode. I said I was going to have a new segment. And instead of a segment, I'm going to make it one whole episode. My birthday gift to myself and to you is to answer my first ever question coming from D of Makati City. Hello, D. So D is one of our listeners and she goes, "Hi, Miss M. I'm so happy to be hearing you again. Matagal na kitang hinahanap sa radio and masaya ako na napunta ka sa mundo ng mga podcast." Thank you, D. I'm happy too. So when I heard that you were open to giving advice, agad akong nag-message sa'yo. So here's my question. If you were given a chance to give advice sa 30-year-old self mo, what would it be? Kasi I'm 30 and I'm at this point in my life where I feel lost. Parang ang daming expectations of me, like building a family and having a stable career. So first, I need to know the best advice when it comes to a relationship. What can you give to someone like me who hasn't settled down yet? And I want to know what defines a good relationship. Second, aside from this, I feel like my career isn't going anywhere. Ang dami kong pagkakamali in the past, and now with a new job, I feel so uncertain kung ito ba ang gusto ko. Thank you so much, Miss M, and hope you get more listeners on your podcast. Okay, Dee, thank you so much. First of all, thank you for sending me that message, and I would love to help you. Okay, if you're asking what advice I would give my 30-year-old self, and since I am way past 40, I don't think one episode would be enough. Siguro kailangan natin ng isang buong season. Baka 72 hours na ako nagsasalita, hindi pa ako tapos. No, seriously. One of the reasons this podcast started was, aside from the fact that I missed radio, I also wanted to have a platform where I could share my experiences with people and hopefully make an impact on their lives, and hopefully all the crazy things that have happened to me and the stuff that I've been doing and I've learned through the years would be able to help other people when I tell them about them. Kasi nga, pag nagre-reflect ako sa mga pinagdaanan ko or, you know, things I've learned, I'm like, wow, you know, this is something I can definitely share with a lot of people. Kaya sakto yung message mo sa akin. But before I answer your questions about, one, what is a great relationship, what defines it, and what should you do now that you're 30 and people have expectations, and two, about your career and you're feeling lost, I want to address those expectations of you. I know your family has certain things that they're expecting from you, pero bago ang lahat, you should be the one to set those expectations for yourself. No one should be telling you that you ought to be married or getting a boyfriend or having kids or not having kids. These are big life decisions that you, dahil 30 ka na, you and only you alone should be making. And the same goes for work. You're not that kid in high school who's wondering what course to take in college. No, you're 30, so you set the bar for yourself. Ikaw ang magsasabi kung saan ka pupunta. Basta, sabihin mo yun sa sarili mo. You have to commit to telling yourself where you're gonna go. And I'm going to help you how. Okay, first, with relationships. You were asking me what makes a great relationship. How can you be in a good relationship with someone? You know what? The answer to that is really simple. It's just love yourself. Okay? Stay with me. This is not about being selfish or being makasarili. It's not that. You know, we spend most of our teenage life, our early 20s to 30s, and maybe for some people all the way down into their 40s, 50s, looking for the one. Yung ito na siya, the one. But now I look back and I realize no matter how great your boyfriend is, how awesome your girlfriend is, your partner, you can never become a good half of a relationship if you're coming in half empty yourself. And what I mean by that is you have to enter a relationship and love yourself fully and accept who you are, your faults and all. And by doing that and accepting you can change and you want to keep growing and improving, you end up loving more people around you wholeheartedly. So before you can truly be in a good relationship with someone, you gotta love yourself first, D, okay? And I don't mean this to be a true confession sort of thing. Old boyfriends, no, I'm not going to rat out on all the shit we went through. Don't worry. But, you know, I analyzed all my past relationships and whether they were quick, fast ones, yung tipong 2 weeks lang, or long, drawn out, tipong taon yung hinaba, heavy on the crying and the drama kind. Yung tipong may walk out sa gitna ng EDSA, bumaba ka ng kotse, yes, ginawa ko na yan. Whether it's a short relationship or a long one, you know, it dawned on me that whenever I would end a relationship in the past, I was always chalking up the points. I was saying, okay, who's to blame? Sino yung bad guy? Sino yung good guy? Who had the most mistakes? It was like I had this scoreboard in my mind and I tended to see relationships that way. Who had the highest points? Who was the better player? But the truth is, and this is talagang totoo ha, I only got into the best relationship ever in my life when I learned to love myself first. Okay, let me explain. It doesn't mean being selfish. It means learning to be comfortable with who you are. Yung komportable ka muna sa sarili mo and accepting all of what you are and allowing yourself that room to grow. And again, I want to be clear, I'm not talking about abusive relationships here, ha? Because like I said in a previous podcast, if you're listening to me now and you're in an abusive situation, whether physically, emotionally, sexually, financially, you get out. You seek help. You're not supposed to be in that relationship. Also, because loving yourself means not putting yourself in abusive situations and empowering yourself. Now, going back, only when you come into a relationship full of love and acceptance, yung meron kang self-love para sa sarili mo, hindi ka needy and wanting, kasi buong buo ka na eh. You'll be ready to grow the relationship with a partner and you'll gain more respect. Kasi nagiging discerning ka na eh sa kind of partner that you'll get. You're not gonna settle for someone who abuses you or belittles you or uses you. And because you love yourself, you'll always want to be with someone who respects you. And by the way, this also applies to friendships, ha? You know that one toxic person who keeps dragging you down? If you love yourself, you'll also know when to walk away from that person. And so when you love yourself, you grow. You're no longer attached and needy. Diba? Kasi nga, ano ka na eh, secure ka sa sarili mo, so hindi ka naghahabol sa kanya. And at the same time, you're also interested in growing the relationship properly and interested in growing with your partner. Then you'll know when to settle down, when to have a family, because you are secure. You're not chasing after some dream or some person. And you'll also know how to work with problems, work with challenges in your relationship kapag mas buo ka na, yung hindi ka needy. And you'll tend to pursue hobbies, dreams, goals when you're in the relationship. You're excited about improving yourself because you're not running after your partner's attention, right? Okay, don't get me wrong. If your partner is totally dead ma, and he is stonewalling you, she is not giving you the affection you need, and she is just like a wall, maybe because you love yourself, you should analyze, should I still be in this relationship? You'll know. Dahil mahal mo ngayon sarili mo, iisipin mo, is this good enough for me? And is it good for my partner too? So hindi kayo maghihilahan pababa, right? You'll know when to walk away, and you'll know when to nurture. Okay? All right. So you'll be surprised. You will be a well-rounded person with or without a partner. It doesn't mean na kailangan may boyfriend ka ngayon, di. Or kasal ka na, di. When you love yourself, buong buo ka na. All right? Okay. Number two, advice about your career. You said that, you know, you're starting a new job and you're 30 and you're thinking, oh my gosh, pinasok ko to and I feel so lost. Well, you know what? And then you're thinking, you know, you had failures in the past. Well, you know what? The time is now. That means two things. One, your past is gone. Sorry, baby girl, it's gone. Tapos na siya. You can't go back. There is no magic time machine that you can pop into and then you go back and say, hey, D, I'm going to change the mistakes you made. God knows I wish sometimes I had a time machine like that, but you know what? We don't. There is no redo. Tapos na. But what we can do, and this is the great part, what we can do about our past failures and mistakes is that we can embrace them, acknowledge them, learn from them, but we don't have to live in them. You know what I'm saying? You can acknowledge your past, but you shouldn't live in your past. Tapos na yun eh. Tingnan mo na lang yung mga bagay na nangyari sa'yo noon in your career that were good for you, and yung mga bagay na weren't so good for you, the mistakes and failures that you made. And then you tell yourself, oh sige, okay, ito yung mga pagkakamali ko doon. Ano yung mga natutunan ko and how can I apply it sa mga bagay ngayon? Don't beat yourself up because it's done. You can change what that failure means to you if you use it in a very positive way. And two, when I say the time is now, I'm reminded of this thing I read in a book that's called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. I suggest you guys, you know, go out and get a copy of this book. It's been in circulation for the longest time, and it is still so relevant up to today. It's a book about, you know, the habits one should cultivate to lead and live effectively. Anyway, there are 7 habits, and so one of the habits is my personal favorite. It's called Habit 2, Begin with the End in Mind. So to put it simply, it means kapag may inuumpisahan kang bagay, whether it's at work, in your career, in your profession, it really helps to have that end goal or end destination in mind. Yung ano ba yung gusto mong mangyari down the line, say 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And knowing this is very valuable because you can look at where you are now, nasan ka ba ngayon di? And you can see if this is taking you to where you want to go. Now, it takes some time to realize that, ha? Kasi I understand completely because nung nasa ABS pa ako starting out, I just wanted to do a million things. Sometimes it was like I didn't have a plan at all. Actually, most of the time. And it was crazy fun, believe me. But it was also emphasis on the crazy because I did a lot of stuff from the time I entered ABS in 1999, from news writing to news reading to appearing briefly on TV. I was part of a game show. Yeah, I was part of a very popular game show. I was like the Barker. And then from a voice talent on that game show, for a short time, I was on air. Oh my God. And I also was a radio personality and a DJ. And I also became a TV producer, a writer, a voice actor. Kumbaga sa kasambahay sa ABS. I guess you could say all around ako. Pwede ako maglaba, magluto, magyaya, pati security guard, pwede na rin. Because I wanted to do so much things. I think what I wanted back then, aside from the sweldo na tumataging ting, who doesn't want to earn a lot, no? Seriously, my end goal was having that rich and well-rounded broadcasting career. I just wanted to know everything there was to know about creating things. And I wanted to know all that while raising a family at the same time. Because compared to my peers, to the people na kasabay ko sa ABS, I had a kid at a pretty young age. Not 16, ha? But I was 25 when I had my first child. And if you're starting out in broadcasting, 25 is a young age pa. You know, that's the age na pwede ka pang umaribe. Gusto mo mag-reporter? Go! 25! Sambayan! Sambayan! Baha na yan! Pupuntahan ko! Diba? Yung sunog na yan, sige, haharapin ko lahat yan. But since I had a kid, I had to balance my time as a mother. And I really, really wanted to become a great mom to my daughter and be a good wife to my husband. Because growing up, this is something that I saw in my mom. She was a really good career woman. But I also saw how she was as a mother to us. And she always had time for us, despite being a very busy career woman. So I wanted to have that balance between network TV life and growing my family. You see, you have to understand that working for ABS can be like going to a buffet and looking at all the choices in front of you. There's radio, there's TV, there's acting, there's news, making lifestyle shows. So you're thinking, wow, kakain ba ako ng pasta? But I want rice and kare-kare. But wait, I want to eat carbonara too. So lahat na lang gusto mo. And it was pretty confusing. But when I made the decision to focus and transition and concentrate mostly on voice work, when I had that end in mind, now I wanted to be a successful voice professional, then the path seemed clearer. Diba? Naging malinaw na sa akin kung saan ako pupunta at ano yung gagawin ko. It meant going full-time as a dubber, as a commercial voice actor, doing more commercials, going to more auditions, getting myself out there, and eventually becoming a dubbing director and a producer for voice-related work and having a company related to that. So talagang nagkaroon ako ng focus when I had that end in mind. And what I can tell you is, Dee, in your life right now, if you are thinking that you feel a little lost, look at the end in mind. What is it that you want to achieve aside from the monetary thing, the goals you want to achieve financially? What is the job that you think can get you to those goals? And what is something that you can envision yourself sticking with? And imagine the end. Pag naisip mo na yung ending, the path will definitely seem so much clearer to you. When I had that clear vision about the end in mind, which was being at the top of my game as a voice professional, I achieved the success that I was looking for. And even though I did go through many paths, when I made the decision to specialize, it was so much easier because I knew what steps to take. And then, you know what? I just want to add before I end this. You know, Dee, it's never too late to go for whatever your dream is. Again, let's go back to the end in mind. I always imagined myself, and I still imagine myself, doing voice work way until my 70s. When I'm 70 years old, meron pa rin ako mga commercial na ginagawa sana. So producers, huwag niyo ako kalimutan. And because I loved and still love to this day radio, I would always imagine myself in my retirement, living beside the beach, going to work in a small radio station in the province. Pero sabi ko sa sarili ko noon, sana yung format yung gusto ko na. Yung tipong ako na yung magdidikta, no, this is the format I want. And then I told myself, I wish, you know, my radio show in my old age, I could decide what time I could go on air. Because you have to remember, although I loved radio, it came to a point that I hated driving to the station every weekend because I had to leave my kids and I was a mom. So I didn't like leaving my family. Yung tipong my husband, ang saya-saya nila, nasa mall sila, so I'd be like, bye, kita tayo mamaya. Or Sunday na Sunday, binyag nung anak ng kapatid ko, ako yung ninang. I had to leave immediately after the service. Di man lang ako nakakain sa Max kasi may programa pa ako. I had to run. Or I loved my late night talk show. Pero yun na nga. Talk show siya pero late. As in 12 midnight to 2 a.m. And these were the things I had to live with because I was building my career at that time. So I would put my kids to sleep at 9 p.m. And then I'd sneak out at 10:30. You know, I would be dressing up really quietly para hindi sila magising. Kasi maliit pa yung bahay namin nun eh. So we would be sharing one room. Dahan-dahan akong pupunta sa cabinet. Kukunin ko yung mga damit ko. Hindi ako nag-iingay. So I could be in the station early enough before 12, you know. And it got to the point that I would rather lie down on my bed and be beside my family than get dressed to drive to the station. Because, of course, you know, don't get me wrong, I loved being in radio, but, you know, it came to a point that I was always wishing, sana in the future, you know, there would be a radio show that I could do in my own time. And I could get to that point where I could dictate kung kailan ko siya gagawin. Because that was a dream. So anyway, I realized just now that I'm recording this, look where I am. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. My little girl, yung bunso ko, is having a nap. And she's here in my bed. And I'm actually recording my radio show. My show, my talk show. I'm doing it. I'm in a podcast. And this was the dream I was telling myself 15 years ago, that one day I'm going to have a show where I'm going to dictate exactly what time I want to do it, where I'm going to do it, and how I'm going to do it. Podcasts weren't a thing yet. 15, 20 years ago, how did I know? But look, we're here. So never give up on your dream. Never give up on your passion. It isn't too late, D. And just commit to it. Believe in it. And remember, you're going to reach my age too. You're going to look back and say, hey, D, we did it. So that's all for today. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. If you have a question for me, it would be great. I would love to answer it. All you have to do is go to my Instagram at MSMOnAir. Ganun lang kasimple. DM me your message. And I'm coming up with a website soon. Woohoo! I will tell you the details. Malapit na yon. I'm part of this really fun collective and we're cooking up something really nice for you guys. And so we have a website and there you can connect with me on that website and leave me a message there. Or you can go to my Facebook page, which is also called Miss M On Air. MSMONAIR. So that's it for today. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye, loves.
Thank you for listening to Miss M On Air. Follow me on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, look for me on Instagram at MSM On Air. That's MSMONAIR. Have a good one. I love you all, and stay tuned for the next episode.